USDA has released the latest on the crop production and peanut stocks and processing. This is for the month of February. Only change from January was an increase in imports. The U.S. crop now is estimated from last year as 2,842,500 tons. At one time, it was estimated to be 3.1 million metric tons, but we'll never make it that many. USDA says the harvested acres, 1,547,000 acres, and we only averaged 3,675 pounds of peanuts per acre. Last year, we averaged 3,845 pounds, and the year before that, 3,900 pounds. So the average yield is going down, mainly caused by hurricanes last year in the VC area and the drought in the southeast. Now the ending stocks are carried forward for the new season is only 846,500 tons. That is back into what most analysts agree is the amount. It takes about 250,000 tons per month to go from August to the new shelling season, so that's going to make the peanut supply tight this coming year. Domestic food use for peanuts is predicted to increase 1.9%, according to USDA. Right now, we're running up 1.5%. Exports are predicted to be down 13%, but the present levels are up 12.6%. That's August through December of 2016. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.